Hello, everybody, and welcome to Show Hopper Severance, Season 1, Episode 8, What's for Dinner? I'm Kurt, joined by my former high school teacher, Mr. Sal.
Kurt, I have some really bad news.
What is it?
This is my last podcast with Show Hoppers because I have been recruited to be one of the sexy Egan dancers.
So you do think it's sexy. All right.
No. I'm kidding, by the way. This is not my last recording of Show Hoppers.
Oh yeah. Probably should have pointed that out. All right.
Notice I did not say I'm kidding. I have not been recruited to be one of the sexy Egan dancers.
I was wondering, like, who does that job? Like, is that like...
I know, right? Are they severed?
Listen,
are they severed? I don't know.
Maybe they're severed, and all they do is they sit in the test floor and they bring them up once a month to do a sexy Negan dance, and then send them back down. And we have Miss Casey just on the counselor duty, existence.
Goodness!
Listen, last week we loved last week's episode, favorite episode of Severance. This one's just a smidge higher, like 0.1 higher on IMDb. And the last episode's a 9.7 on IMDb. Let's figure out what we rated this episode.
Ratings.
All right, Mr. Sal, you loved last week's, and you loved it so much, you went, I don't know how they're going to do an episode better than this one. But do you think?
I did say that. You're right. I forgot I said that.
So do you think that this episode is better?
I don't know. What do you think? I think,
well, if you don't know, it's gonna make this a lot harder to guess your rating.
It is.
All right. Well, I mean, we've predicted aspects of the show. I mean, kind of continued into now, but I don't think you mind about that. I don't think any of that bothers you. We didn't get to see them. You thought last episode they would pop into their severed selves, and that did not happen at all this episode.
Yeah, you're right. That's the climax. That's the finale, I guess.
It's the we are.
The we are. Yes, yeah. We. Sorry. So immature. Sorry.
I don't know how you feel with this episode. Do you like it more or less than last one? It's definitely a bit of a setup episode. I don't think there's any hiding that. But that's not necessarily a bad thing. I don't think you like it as much as last week. But Harmony, I think you really like Harmony in this episode. Milchek looks like he's making moves, because who gave those photos to Natalie? Our MDR crew, they're looking...
Milchek's the only one left on the severed floor.
That we know of, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I know, you're right, yeah.
I'm going to say you gave it a 9, because you didn't like the setup quality, and you're annoyed that... it didn't tell the story you wanted it to tell for this episode.
Okay. All right. But I liked it enough to give it a 9?
Yeah. Everything. Oh. You liked what they did, just it didn't do kind of how you kept subtracting one for a long time.
I did. Let's see. I think you are describing your own reaction to the episode, so I think you gave it a 9.
Bold assumption, Mr. Sal. Do you want to change that?
No.
Well, you were wrong. I gave it a 10.
Oh, okay.
I just to quickly say, I liked last week's more. I thought about giving this a 9 because it is pretty setup-y episode. I consider it priming the pump, but you know what? I think it does a great job at it. It hyped me up a lot for next week's episode. I was very excited. I mean, when Mark gets to the party, I know it. The severed folk are going to be trying to take over in their place. Yeah. Harmony's around. Rickon's around. They're doing a reading of what the
Indians
consider holy scripture.
Can you imagine? He wakes up and he's listening to his like guru in person.
It's like his godlike figure from the
yes
scripture.
That is brilliant. That is. Part of it was and, like, oh.
And what excites me more is that, you know, at least the part of their plan is find someone you think you can trust and tell them everything, right?
And who can you trust more than him?
Is it going to be Rickon? Is he somehow going to choose someone else like Devin? Somehow Harmony? I mean, even if he knows
not to trust
Harmony.
Well, it can't be Harmony, right?
I doubt he'll pick Harmony, but maybe, I don't know. My initial thought is that he'll see Harmony and be spooked by her and like
absolutely.
Act weird.
He's going to be terrified.
But I don't know if he'll see Harmony and maybe make the wrong assumption, or if she'll like try to manipulate him in some way, right? And he'll
quit. She's telling him to quit
right now, but like, yeah, well, maybe when she, I think she'll probably figure out that, hey, wait a second, that's any mark, like these are mannerisms, because their mannerisms are probably so much more different, you know what
they are different, and
similar to twins, right? I mean, you've taught multiple sets of twins, however many sets of twins over the years. I know you set the twins pretty well, and I can like differentiate them, just from like their mannerisms and the way they talk, so wouldn't shock me if she almost very quickly figured out that there. But
yeah, I mean, I think his plan is to tell everybody that he's any mark, although if he sees her, he might not. I also like she's being pretty nice there right now and saying you should get out of there because she hates the place right now. But I think as soon as she sees that any mark got out, she's gonna see that, oh, they need me right now. I could get back in their good graces.
She's a big Kier fan.
A big what?
Big Kier.
Oh, Kier. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. For a second, I thought you said Cheers. I was like, yeah, okay. Cheers. Okay.
Great show.
It was a great show. I don't see her watching it. But anyway, yeah. So your description is almost exactly the same as my description. I was hovering between a 9 and a 10. I ultimately landed also on a 10. But definitely not as good as last week. Last week, I think, was significantly better than this week. This is very much a setup episode.
But it's a good setup episode. Like I enjoyed it throughout. Good. I mean, talking more on priming the pump, Miss Casey, right? Test floor.
Yeah.
What's going on here now, right?
I don't know, but Irving's painting it.
Oh, I know, right, Irving? Is he painting the test floor or is he painting like the break room hallway?
No, I think he's. They showed
those
us
halls look exactly. Very
I know, but they showed
you're right.
Us,
that metal door at the very end.
The red light going on. Like they showed us like almost back to back those scenes. I think I guess they weren't back to back, but the indication clearly was this is what he's painting. But yeah, plus we now know why his fingernails were black. Because of the paint, and we know also why he keeps seeing this black goo when he dozes off, because that's also the paint. So yeah, that's interesting stuff. The Miss Casey stuff was very interesting. You know, that's like when she said, you know, I've been alive for 107 hours. I was like, holy shit. Oops, sorry, you have to beat that up. So, I was like, that's messed up. She's been alive for 107 hours. So that means she only comes out of hibernation or whatever it is.
Well, yeah, whatever she's doing elsewhere.
Yeah, to do these sessions, and then she goes right back into it. So 8 hours was spent with the gang that day.
That's basically 8% of her life.
That's a huge percent of her life. That one day was a huge percent of her life. That the rest of the crew gets that in what, 2.5 weeks?
Yeah, roughly.
Not even 3 weeks. Week.
Yeah.
Not even 3 weeks. That's nuts. But yeah, so that was really cool. Just seeing Irving outside of the office was really cool. Uh-huh. What about Helly outside of the office?
Oh, the one little tidbit we got at the end?
That was a tantalizing little tidbit.
It is. I mean, screw those people who made this episode. Just throwing that in there. I'd wait. I've been waiting now to see. Why do they have to throw that in there? That did nothing. They're just priming the pump. That's all they're doing.
They are. Episode. Well, yeah, but like, I mean, I think there's a really significant implied implication there. Do you get an implication out of that?
Not quite. It looks like she's out for a fancy dinner.
Yeah, but I think she's at the gala that Harmony was supposed to be at. I think she is like.
So you think she's a higher up at that? Like you had to
I do. Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, because when she
during, you're right.
Yeah, during her intake, they were like, "What didn't Milchick say something like we're so like honored or so excited to have you here or whatever?"
I mean, that doesn't. I'm sure he says that about everyone they hire. It's not. I doubt they told Irving, "Hey, this person this person's innie. Like, they're not going to tell each other they're innies. You know what I mean? I don't think Irving's at the clearance level where they would tell him that.
No, but he said that. Didn't he say that to Audi Helly? I thought he said that to Audi Helly.
Audi Helly? Irving?
No, Milchick.
Oh, Milchick. Okay. Oh, well then, yeah. Okay, my bad. I thought you said Irving. My bad.
Oh, did I? I'm sorry.
No. I don't know if you did. Oh wait, that's. All right. That's a lot more meaningful. Oh, that's a lot more meaningful. Although I still question that because Milchick's a very manipulative guy. Like,
I get that.
But I think you are right. This very well could be the gala.
Yeah, this is the gala. That's why she's all fancy. This is the gala. What would have been interesting to me is like, what would Harmony have done if Mark said, Helly's going to stay for the waffle party? Which she is, so she can't stay for the waffle. She's got other obligations. Her Audi is very important. Like, but how about this waffle party? This is not what I was expecting from a waffle party.
No, me either. I mean, it was already kind of creepy. I was like, you know, in the perpetuity room eating waffles, it's kind of like we've made fun of like the incentive structure, kind of like kids selling whatever, and then you sit in the principal's chair for the day or something. Like that's what I thought this waffle was, like eat lunch with the principal.
Yeah.
But then it turns into like an erotic dance of Keir. Other members of Egan?
They're not all, because there's like a jester. No, but one of them. No, yeah, there's like a jester. There's a goat head, like. But I think there was a bride. I'm assuming that's Keir's wife. There was like an older woman. I'm assuming that was like Myrtle, one of the CEOs. Yeah. But anyway, suddenly Dylan's drive to get a waffle party made sense to me. I get it now. Okay. and also, like, it makes sense that Irving minimizes it. If he's never had one, he doesn't know. He thinks it's just waffles.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah,
right. so that was interesting. I mean, the other thing is like I guess you got to find some way to like give them some sexual outlet, right?
You would think. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like I mean, I guess I don't know what happens if you never, just because of their consciousness, but I would think you would need to, because I mean Irving seems interested in Burr, right? Like they're gonna find ways to express that. Helly and Mark.
Yeah.
It looks like Dylan in this instance. So yeah, no, I think you're right. That.
Okay.
If you don't give them a way to express it, they'll find a way to express it.
Right, right. I also audibly said, "Aw," when Dylan put the crystal sculpture of the gang.
Yeah, that one is so sweet.
It really was.
They show the gift, and to us, but to the rest of them, and they like hold his shoulder. You know, they're some sort of camaraderie esque thing. And I'm like, what is it? Like I was so annoyed. I'm like, am I not gonna see that till the last episode? Is this like a MacGuffin esque thing he's gonna use?
Right.
So far, it hasn't, but who knows?
Yeah.
Maybe he'll use it in some way. Maybe he'll bludgeon Milchick's head with it. Who knows?
Yeah. I mean, I liked one of the things I really liked about this episode was just how many callbacks to earlier episodes there were, like that crystal sculpture being one of them, the black goo explanation, the fingernail explanation, the perpetuity room at all, because that perpetuity room, like that's my least favorite episode of the season. I was like, why do we need to see this? But now at least something came of it. So that's good. Just the waffle party at all, because he hasn't mentioned the waffle party since episode one.
Yeah it's true. And calling back to like the perpetuity room, something I'll give that episode some credence now, looking back in hindsight, is showing Irving's devotion.
That was every episode, though. That wasn't
I felt that really sold it home for me, though, right? Because no one else is even really into the perpetuity room, but Irving is just, you know, he's getting a candy store in the perpetuity room.
I guess that's true. But like the suicide comes back, the book, Rickon's book, comes back, the coffee. So they really focused heavily on Irving pouring himself coffee every Audi Irving scene. Did you notice that?
Yeah, you're right.
So I'm assuming this is after work. At least we know this most recent one is. This could be why he's dozing off at work, because he gets home, drinks a pot of coffee, and paints all night. He's not getting any sleep.
You're completely right. His Audi is a party machine.
Screwing him over.
Yes. I'll sleep at work.
Exactly.
Awake all day.
Yeah.
Oh.
So anyway. Yes, that was interesting. Anyway, I really like this episode. There's so much that I like about it. It just doesn't have the teeth that the last episode had.
I'll say this though, right? It does sacrifice a little. It could really make the last episode that much more.
Absolutely,
better, right?
Absolutely.
This episode could have been even better, but it looks like they forewent that for the finale. So.
You know, the finale is only 42 minutes long.
Those jerks. They're evil.
I know. I was actually really disappointed when I saw that. I was like, wait a minute.
I think I'm getting gypped. What the hell? I feel like I'm being robbed.
I know.
That's an immediate 9, I think, for the finale.
I doubt it.
Well, let's see what we felt were our favorite scenes.
Favorite scenes.
Last week you were very much into Miss Casey and Mark. So I think you were excited for the Mark and Miss Casey.
The wellness?
Yes, the wellness.
Whatever it is, checkup.
Yeah.
Okay.
The Ace of Spades. The Ace of Spades.
That's the song that Irving paints to. But I mean, that song is used in what I think is your favorite scene, which is the end where we see all of the Audis and what they're doing. The Irving's painting, Mark's at the reading, Helly is at the gala, and Dylan is trying to man the controls and looking at his crystal statue. Harmony is hugging Mark, like all that stuff at the end.
You can include all that.
Yeah, I mean, it's like 2 minutes at the end of the episode. It's like, so it went from the time Dylan like starts executing the overtime contingency, Mark's hugging Harmony, Irving's painting, Helly's drinking champagne, and yeah, there you go.
No, you got me wrong.
Okay.
Did I get you?
You right? Got me. You got me right. Yes.
All
right,
that's also mine. Let's go.
Okay. All right. Cool. Yeah. No, it's. I mean. I had a tough time picking a favorite scene in this episode. I didn't feel like there was any, like, even this scene is not my favorite scene.
I think last episode had
there were like three scenes I wanted to pick.
Yeah. The potential scenes in that are better than any of the scenes here. That's what I'm trying to say. Like the third or fourth best scene there is.
Yes, exactly. But yeah, so Miss Casey's all packed up and this is her last session. Mark's apologetic. He wants to try to get her job back. He's like, no, let me talk to somebody. Let me try. But I was staggered when she said that her life has been 107 hours long. I was like, what the heck? But I do think this does play into my theory that she was, that part of her conscience is dead. And the chip saved what remained of her consciousness.
I don't dispute that, but I do dispute that Mark knows that she's in there.
Oh, I that's think the part more I than that's ever. The part. More than ever. More than ever, I think. Oh, I think you're so right. I think more than ever, Mark knows she's in there, and that's why he's there. And when he says to Mrs. Selvig, I don't think I need the severance anymore, and she hugs him, it's because he was severed because he wanted to be with her, and now he's saying, I don't think I need to be with her anymore.
It's already fair. I'm going to be on the opposite side of that.
Okay. So all right.
I'll sit on this side of that and ignore your rationale.
Okay.
Stay steadfast in this. Because clearly they meet here and they don't recognize each other. So explain that.
No, and that's a win. They don't recognize. The chip works.
Chip? Who said anything about a chip?
What are you talking about?
Yeah, I'm joking. Yeah, they're integrated.
Okay.
Or they're severed, sorry. I don't know why it's called it's called reintegration, that's why.
Okay, yes, never mind. Reintegration, yeah.
The Miss Casey scene is really good, and the fact she's only been alive for 107 hours, I think, is the series doesn't really touch on this because it's just, it's humans being altered with to be different consciences. But I think it kind of comes into like, what if we made like AI or robot that's sentient, right? Like what do we do if it says and it seems as though it can feel emotion? Let's say it's been alive for 107 hours. Can we just unplug it? Why can we unplug it? Because it's a robot and not a human? Like, is that, does that make us any worse? I don't know.
I don't know. But I don't think that is the case with Miss Casey. I think she actually is Gemma. And she has a chip. But maybe not. Maybe she is a robot. I don't think she cries. I don't think she's a robot.
Really, but she's not Gemma. Like, her, she's physically Gemma, but mentally she's not. So I'll ask you this then. Let's say her brain, right? So she can't ever be Gemma again because of the damage. Is this a fine existence for them to give her?
I mean, if the alternative, I don't know. I guess I wouldn't want it. So I don't know. I imagine in this setting, in this universe, you probably...
We can't ask Gemma. She's basically...
No, we can't. I know. So you probably need an NDR and an NDS, or right?
No, I don't know the... I don't know
NDR? No, that's it's not an NDR. Do not DNR. A DNR is do not resuscitate. So you need a DNS, do not sever. You probably need that in this universe. But probably this is experimental and nobody even knows.
Well, she's on the test floor, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Although she is apparently the test floor, I guess, is apparently what Petey was talking about when he says there's a group of people who never even leave.
Yeah, yeah. And I wonder who else is there. Perhaps the erotic dancers.
Maybe the erotic dancers. They come up for rehearsal. 5, 6, 7.
Why do they need to rehearse? I mean, every day's rehearsal for them if they only ever come up for the rehearsal.
Well, they gotta learn the dance to begin with, though.
They already learned it though. Like, now they just come up there and do it.
Yeah, fair enough. They don't need
like once you want, like it. Once you learn it. Yeah, once you like once they like they spend a week doing it. Then every time they're back in existence, I always love how they show time for their perspective being severed. Like when they're in the closet planning when you guys go up the elevator, be ready for anything. Because when you come back to, you could be in any situation, which is just.
Oh, yeah.
I love the way the show's done that. Whether it's like when they go up the elevator, they come back down and Milchuk's right there, or Ellie. When she had her attempted suicide and you know, her next memory back was after that. And just I love the sense they've done with them.
Yeah, that is awesome. Yeah, but that was a cool scene too. Or then we could be driving, we could be skiing, you know, you could be alone with people anyway. Yeah, but I have a hard time pinning down why this Mark and Casey scene is my favorite scene. Maybe because it's like the longest that we're just on two people.
I think it's a combination of that and also the like the allure of like, oh man,
now we know.
Yeah, like, these two were together. Like, are they gonna figure it out? Like, it
right?
Or is Mark gonna like key her into like their plan? Or what's the
right?
What's gonna happen?
Why are they really firing Miss Casey? It's not because, you know, she let Helly and Mark walk. Because God, Helly, Mark, Dylan and Irving have done way worse than what Miss Casey did, and they're still working there. So that's not why they fired her. Are they
well,
like,
she's only a part-time counselor,
right? So is she just being decommissioned because of Mark or what? I don't know.
We'll find out next episode.
Maybe not. Maybe I don't know. There's a season two.
It's only 40 2 minutes.
Yeah, 42 minutes, and there's a season two. Seriously. Oh my god.
All right. Well, okay. Well, Mr. Sell, do you want to play the hit game show Sweeping the Nation?
Yes. The national sensation.
The national sensation. Our pastime. Who said it?
Who said it?
Two weeks ago, I played the game you wanted to play it. The way you wanted to play it.
Last week, it wasn't.
I played it the way I wanted to play it.
No, that was much closer to being correct.
This week, I'm going to play it the way the listeners want to play it.
Oh.
1, 4, 8. Which one?
1, 4, 8.
You know what? Actually, I'm going to prove to you and the listeners that you only need one word to solve a quote.
Oh, for God's sake. The just one so you word can, nonsense.
So you cannot complain because you will solve the one word quote.
I've gotten one word quotes before.
You will solve the one word quote, and so there will be no more, because the word count does not matter. It is the quality of quote that matters, and I pick, but only the qualiest of quotes.
Yeah, okay.
Thank you for not questioning that word. First quote, I just have so much to do today.
Really? Okay, this is the 8-word quote, I guess. But I'm shocked that you picked this from this scene. Because this is Milchick as he says goodbye to Miss Casey as she goes back down to the testing floor. But
why?
Because she says, do you know if I'm happy up there? And he says, of course. So I was fully expecting you to give me of course for this quote, for this scene.
No.
I was ready. I was ready for of course.
You're the one that's keyed into of course. All right.
Well, I am now.
See, doesn't he say it in an iconic way, though, Milchick?
No.
Of course
not. That was not iconic.
He does. His delivery of a course is an instant classic. That's all I'll say.
Okay. All right. Well, but I'm right about this. I know I am. But
Yes. You did get that quote right. Congratulations. And that is the... This is when he takes Miss Casey down the long hallway to the elevator. What? Irving's painting. And, you know, on you go. She clearly does not want to go in the elevator because it will cease her own existence, or at least conscious existence.
She's got a single tear in her eye. What do you think about that, Kurt?
I don't care. In this sense, really. I mean, it's pretty sad. Maybe she's just getting it over with. But when she
but the single tear, you love the single tear.
I do not love the single tear. This isn't as bad of a shot for a single tear. It's really when they show their face and they just have one tear that comes. And then they they're sitting there just to show you the one tear the entire time. I don't know. There's okay. Worse.
Well, when she says, what did she say? Am I happy up there or whatever it is?
Something along that lines.
What is she talking about? Is she talking about up on the severed floor?
No, I think she thinks that she goes to her Audi.
To be an Audi. Okay.
I don't think she knows she goes to the test floor.
The test floor. Wow. That's dark, man.
Mm-hmm. That's what I think is going on.
I think you're right.
And another thing, right? So we've predicted aspects of the episode, or like this series. Not that they're particularly hard to predict, but compared to A Murder at the End of the World, where we predicted some of the stuff that happened. And granted, that's like a whodunit, so it's kind of built in that they're going to give you clues to figure out who done it. This is fine,
yeah.
Right? All the things that we've predicted have not really worsened the series for me at all, because, you know, when I predict like, I wonder if they're going to harm themselves to get back at their Audis, right? I have not thought of like I think the biggest difference between this and A Murder at the End of the World is because the characters here are a lot stronger. Like,
oh my god, that's orders of magnitude stronger.
That was a big complaint for us at A Murder at the End of the World. The characters are so weak. But because we care about these characters a lot more, just seeing them get through it or figure it out or doing whatever they're doing is the interesting part, right? And this is just kind of the plot device mm-hmm. by which they do it, or really not how they're exploring it. So,
So what are you saying we predicted in this scene?
At some point, we've commented that I think I've said before that I bet you they tell them, at least someone, that they go home, but really they just go, like, they're severed, and then they do something else, like, for the company Lumen. They don't actually go to the outside world.
Oh, okay. I don't remember that, but you might be right.
That part of it, but, I mean, I didn't guess that Miss Casey was like that, or that there's, like, their own test floor for that. But.
Right.
On she goes, and there you go. He's let go. Second quote, on you go then.
Oh, crap.
On you go then.
All right. Milchick says, it's Milchick again, but I can't remember. Well, you just gave me a quote from him sending Miss Casey through. So I guess this is him to Harmony as he sees Harmony off.
Correct, Mr. Sal. Yeah. Ding, 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 two for two.
Because I'm pretty sure he says something very similar to Miss Casey.
I don't know if she does. Potentially, but he doesn't say this exactly.
Yeah, probably not.
But he does escort Harmony to the fire exit, takes her key card, mm-hmm. gives her things, and on you go.
He's cold, man. He's like, just like...
He's up the corporate ladder.
Yeah.
Right, presumably.
Do you think he sent the photos to the board?
Yeah, I think so.
I did too.
just because beforehand it looked like Harmony's putting her thumb on him, you know, and...
Yeah.
And it doesn't look like Milchick's pleased with her, and yeah. I'll do what I gotta do.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Why
I'm
not?
I'm assuming Milchick gets her job, but maybe not. We will see.
I mean, Milchick's got everybody's job right now.
Yeah, there's no Grainer. This department's like, really.
Yeah, this is just the one person management. Oh man,
well, I don't know. Well, I don't know if he manages the whole several. Like, there might be.
Well, he manages O and D.
It looks like he manages O and D MDR. Those are the only two that we can confirm he manages.
Well, we only know of the goat guy other than those two.
We don't know if he manages the goat guy either. Like, basically, we don't know if there's other managers in this floor. But yeah.
We don't know if there are other departments. Who knows?
That's true. There could be just
there's the sexy Egan dancers.
Oh, man, I don't even want to get into like. What if there's a whole nebulous network of
But they also managed Miss Casey, so it was also wellness. So it was wellness, O&D, and macro data refinement.
That's true. So at least three, probably more, but at least.
Yep.
All right, you're on to the last quote. One word. Win it all. You get the grand prize. Mr. Sal, your word is enjoy.
I don't know. This is not iconic.
You can do this, Mr. Sal. Think it through.
No, I'm going to intentionally get this wrong so that I can prove to you that it does matter.
There's nothing now. It does. If you're intentionally wrong, I can get anyone.
Well, I actually don't know it. So I guess it's not intentionally getting it wrong.
Mr. Sal, think it through.
No, I'm not going to think it through. I don't know. This is Irving's dog. I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. It's not Irving's dog.
I'm telling you, you have everything you need.
I know it's Milchick because you're doing the triple Milchick here, but I don't know. Maybe the egg bar. Milchick about the egg bar. He's going to the four data refiners because he's got to deal with Harmony.
I will give you a third, and then what would that be? A 12th credit? Because only one of those is correct. He's saying it to it's Dylan. So what's the
third? Oh, that's right. The waffle.
It's so 5/12. You have 5/12 of a point for that.
5/12.
I think, right? A third is 4/12 plus 1/12.
I don't get the third for the scene. So
you get a third for Milchick.
Yeah.
And for who he's saying it to. Oh, wait, is that
I get a fourth of a third. So I get a 12th.
A 12th. And then so.
Yeah.
Or.
So yes, five twelfths. You're right.
Thank you.
So five twelfths.
A tad under half. You can call that. Tad under half credit for it.
That is such a lame quote to give me. That is not quality.
You got a little under half credit on it for a one word quote. That was all you.
The only reason I even guessed Milchick is why? Because you already gave me two Milchick quotes.
So look at that. You figured it out. Like, see, you took a one word quote.
I figured out less than half of it. A little less than half.
Oh, you can't win them all. If you got every quote right, this would be hand the quote. Segment. This is
so ridiculous. So ridiculous.
Enjoy. This is the hardest one.
Enjoy. Unbelievable.
But you got a decent amount of credit on it. I mean, you ended with the score of, jeez, 2 5/12. What percentage is that? No one knows. Oh, God. Yes, yes, you are. Well, you're not right, but I'm not right. But Dylan goes, he goes, just make sure that the perpetuity house, is this Kira Egan's house again?
Yeah, it's, okay. Well, it's a replica. It's replica. Yeah.
Yeah, but it's all right.
Incidentally, the name Kier has to mean something, right?
I'm too scared to Google it.
Well, I am too. After we finish next episode, I might Google it, but I feel like we're smart enough. We should be able to figure this out. Like, Kier Egan, is that an anagram for something? Kier Egan.
Dude, we're
Kier,
far.
I can't.
We're too far in now for me to want to try and do that. I'm one episode away. I'm not hungry enough now to do that.
All right.
Ask me that like three episodes ago. Maybe. But
it's got to be. I'm going to put some effort into figuring this out after watching the finale.
Dude, listen, that I can get behind. But fair. So the seating question, though, is, Milchick escorts Dylan now. So these are all Milchick escorting scenes, and takes him to the perpetuity wing, Kier's house. Dylan gets to have his nice waffle, and then he puts on a Kier mask, and
which, by the way,
in his bed.
But I didn't realize he was eating in the bedroom and staring at the Kier mask the whole time. I couldn't do that. There's no chance I could do that.
So. A few things here that I want to point out, this Kier bed thing. So when they took the tour here, there's a sign that says you can't go on the bed.
Yes. Right.
Irving has never won the waffle party.
Nope.
And
clearly not.
But it but it looks like Mark might have won the waffle party before.
It's possible.
And he wanted to get on the bed.
That's true.
He was going to sit on the bed, and Irving told him off for it, and then eventually found out about the bingo. So
that's true. I mean, I guess that makes sense if the floor or the department head gets to choose who gets the waffle party. It makes sense that PD would have chosen Mark a few times, but
so just some something to note. And he's not fully enjoy it because he leaves during it for the security office.
Did you see the whip?
No, there was a whip.
Oh, you didn't see the whip? Yeah, there's a whip on the bed, and it had I guess 9. What do you call lashes?
Oh, that, yes. Okay, I did see. Yes, I didn't realize it was a whip. But yes,
the 9 tenets of Kier or whatever they are, like probity.
Yeah, that
cheer,
Irving
likes whatever
all.
Else. Yeah. Yep.
Yes. Well.
Oh boy.
I didn't realize that was a whip, though.
Yeah, it was. It was a whip.
Well, there you go. That's who said it. Good job, Mr. Sal.
No.
That's a passing score.
Yeah, I know.
So congratulations. You can't ask for much more than that. Other than a perfect,
sure can.
But you were only
would have been nice.
7/12 away, almost half a point. Actually, a little bit more off.
All right.
Let us go on to the recap.
Okay.
We start off this episode meeting Audi Irving, which was very exciting. He's on the park bench.
It was.
With his dog, Radar. Do you think this dog will realize, bark at any Irving?
Nah.
It wouldn't shock me if, the dog has, just a
thing. Yeah, maybe.
Always in, horror, at least. The dogs can, bark at him, supernatural stuff.
Yeah, I guess so.
I feel like the dog's gonna just somehow know that this isn't any, or this is any Irving.
Okay,
that's just,
maybe.
There's a guess I'll plant. Dog will bark.
Maybe.
That's a dog will bark.
Well, I mean, when we think about, that's wow. What a prediction.
I'm going red hot on this one.
Oh, man.
Hold the presses.
But, I mean, we know Irving's going to wake up doing this painting.
Uh-huh.
And so I assume he's going to glean from that this is why he sees the black goo. Mm-hmm. He might see the coffee and think, oh, my Audi is screwing me over. But I don't know if he's going to recognize the hallway to the testing floor. That'll be interesting.
I think he will. If they show it off.
You think he's been to the testing floor?
Well, how else is he painting it?
I don't know.
So he's
obviously, his chip is not working very well either, by the way. If he's if the black paint is seeping into the office and the testing floor is seeping into the outside.
Maybe that's where they have the wellness check, right? To figure out if you're learning a little, like you're something with the chips malfunctioning, or not a perfect split at all times.
Now, was there anything in this scene that contradicted Irving's wellness check? I don't think there was.
Oh man, I didn't even think about going back and check.
I mean, the things that I remember from Irving's wellness check are, you know, you attend many dances and are, you know, a good dancer. You're good at kissing and making love.
You're an excellent lover.
Yeah. But I don't remember.
One of them said he's a coffee drinker, painter.
I don't remember that. Or dog
ever.
No.
That's about all we know about him.
Yeah.
Well, we get to go inside the workplace, and everyone, MDR.
Harmony. Oh, hold on. I remembered another one. Your Audi is a friend to children and the elderly.
Oh. Maybe. But
we don't get any of that from this. Anyway.
Oh, well, we see Helly trying to hit quota, and it is intense. Because no one else can help her hit quota, I guess. It's probably an individual goal. I don't know what happens if she doesn't hit quota. Does the whole department suffer?
I imagine.
It looks like Harmony would suffer too, but she makes it. So it looks that's good for her. Also, Mark will have to do a wellness check. Harmony tells Milchek. This is where she seems kind of mean to Milchek. Like, this is some. She should have maybe been nicer to Milchek.
I thought she was pretty nice here. She was like, Mr. Grainer sits with Kira now, and I think they would both be very happy with how you handled yourself this quarter.
You're right, actually. What she says is kind of nice, but she looks mean while she's saying it.
Yeah, she always looks mean.
Not Mrs. Selvig.
No, not Mrs. Selvig, but Harmony. I never remember her last name, but she...
Coble,
that's right. Harmony Coble.
Charlotte
frequently
Coble.
Looks mean. We don't know who Charlotte is. Could be her.
Could be.
Was that a breathing tube? What was that thing?
I don't know. I thought it was like a necklace. Necklace, my bad.
Oh my
bracelet,
gosh. You
like
know,
a medical
no,
bracelet.
You know what it was? It's probably for a child that she lost.
You think so? It said date of birth was like 44, though.
Oh, you're right. Never mind.
I don't think she's year 44 either.
No.
Oh.
I don't know then.
Who knows? Well, we'll chat about that later, but
okay,
glad you spotted that too. But yeah, good for her Ellie, and she also gets to see like the Kier.
I love this so much.
Up and away sequence, like a video game ending.
I almost picked this as my favorite scene. I love this.
It's
so
pretty
much.
Funny to watch, and like Irving, like their disdain for watching Kier, and it's so.
Loud. I love you.
L-E-R.
But I must away. I am needed elsewhere.
Hop up and away. Mark meets with Harmony afterward. It was a great success. Almost a heart attack, but a great success. And Dylan will get the waffle party. He has to go in for a wellness check, which we already talked about. That was our favorite scene. Following that, and Harmony and Milchek are watching the wellness check, and it looks pretty good. They don't remember each other. The chip is working just fine, and Milchek is ordered to take her to the test floor. That he does. We already talked about that. That was one of the quotes in Who Said It. We get to see Mark return to MDR, give the news that Miss Casey is fired, and that Dylan will be getting the waffle party, and the egg bar arrives.
I have never heard of an egg bar. But I kind of want one now.
If it's deviled eggs like good. That. Oh, yeah, they do look good.
I would eat those. Eat them right
100%
up.
Would. Eggs are eggs are almost always good. I could almost always eat an egg if offered.
But have you ever heard of a celebratory egg bar?
I hope I do.
I mean, it's coveted AF as far as we know.
But... Yeah, I can see why.
I covet it.
And... Milchek also gives Dylan his prize that we will later see is like kind of like the prize Mark has, but less, more about the team.
Yeah. My prize, my eyes.
Yeah. It's party time. Eggs are killer. Helly tries to offer to stay back instead of Dylan for the overtime contingency, But Dylan's willing. And after all, this is merely the first step.
That's right.
We then see Natalie confront Harmony on some of these things they've caught her on, specifically Helly's suicide attempt and spending time with Mark S's sister. So
she actually says Mark Scout. She doesn't say Mark S here.
Oh, really? Okay, there we go. Mark Scout's sister. And I even has photos of Helly's attempted suicide. So I forget, is she indefinitely suspended or is she fired?
No, she said your employment is suspended, and then she does say you're fired.
Okay,
so she just said it's like when a presidential candidate suspends their campaign. So, just in case, you know.
And you never know. You never know.
Yeah.
And the board was listening indeed. So.
Yes.
Goodbye, Harmony. And off she'll have to go. The egg party.
Because she was supposed to meet with the board at this gala event that's happening tonight. She said, just let me come tonight and explain. Mm-hmm. Because she was going to explain the reintegration procedure that Petey went through at this thing.
But now
she doesn't even get to do that.
Although Mark might prove to be evidence, but. And maybe Helly's at the gala. Who knows? That seems very unlikely, though.
Oh no, I'm like so sure no, about
I
that.
I think you're right about that. the dots would connect. We get back to the egg party, and Irving's reading his last potentially favorite quote, Kier quote, and then decides to save an egg for later. Never know. These are pretty good eggs.
Disgusting.
Would you eat that egg?
No, well. In the moment, yeah, I probably still would, but next time he's in here, no.
Oh, right.
Eggs don't keep, and who knows how long he's going to be out.
Well, in books, they might.
Oh, I didn't think about that. Helly the preservative and- qualities of books.
Helly and Mark talk in the staff room. Mark is scared about getting caught or never waking up, and they seem rather touched by each other, you know. You're really easy to pretend to care for, Helly R. Oh, nice.
You too, Mark S.
They always call them by their last initial.
Yeah.
And Milchick has to leave quickly. He'll leave the food. There's management issues, and that is because he has to escort Harmony as she leaves the facility.
Do you know, Mark says something here that I thought was really, like, sad, because he says, I just hope that I have something that's things that I care about up there, because he really doesn't. He lost the only thing he really seemed to care about.
That is true.
So that's pretty sad. Anyway.
At least he won't be drunkenly staring at a photo.
That's true. He won't even be alone. He'll be with his hero mentor.
The writer of his holy scripture.
That's true.
Can't wait for that. There's like Rickett's a goofy guy.
I love
Rickett, right? He's great. And the idea that Mark is gonna poof into existence and he's like his deity or his he's gonna look so highly he's gonna think so highly of Rickett and everything. He's gonna be the definition of awesome. Rickett is awesome.
Yep, that's true.
And he's going to hang the kelp, whatever Rickon says.
He's going to hang the kelp.
We'll question it. MDR meets in the closet, and Dylan will be activating the overtime contingency. They better stick. So first of all, they got to watch out when they become their outies. They could be doing anything, like driving, like skiing. And you got to find someone you think you can trust and tell them everything.
Yes.
And
only them, nobody else. But you wonder if Dylan's going to wake up Miss Casey. I wonder that. Although he would have already probably had to do that.
Yeah, probably. We'll see how it. So I'll throw this on here too. He's stretching himself thin. Do you think we're going to go back and forth between the characters on the outside? I think that might happen, which is like it's the innies, but then he's going to like something's going to happen, and now the outies are back in control of their bodies.
That could be.
And then he's like, oh, and then he works it out, and then innies again.
Yeah, that could be. Yeah, I could see that happening.
A flickering of the lights, so to speak. So I think we had agreed on that. The way it would be discovered that both Mark and Dylan were reading the book is that they would both kind of independently cite the book.
Right.
I'll say we're half right.
Yeah, yeah.
Mark just wholly admits he has the book. It shows up.
Yes.
But Dylan shows off he read the book too. Page, yeah. what 197?
Page 197 slaps. Yeah. How does this innie know the term slaps? That's what I'd like to know.
Well, how do they know any word? It's just in their vernacular.
I guess, but slaps is like so clearly like a right now slang thing.
All right, and not right now.
I guess no, you're right. It's been around for like 4 or 5 years. You're probably right.
Not long enough.
Yeah, never mind.
And that page does slap. And I won't lie. Clearly. Like after he finishes his quote for him, like they seem galvanized as crew. They are ready for this plan. It's good to see MDR all together here on the same foot.
It does. And you know, if you told me that all four of them could get on the same page about anything at the beginning of the series, I'd have been like, oh, that'd be interesting. How would that happen?
Right, yeah.
But totally they agree. Definitely do.
They do. Mm-hmm. They have a common goal now. So mm-hmm. It's elevator time. Irving goes. Then Mark and Helly wait to go up the elevator. There's some tension between the two. And right as Helly's going to go up, he kisses Mark. Just in case they don't make it back. Or in case they do. Whichever.
Wow, wow. Down chicken, wow, wow.
See ya, boss. I really shouldn't end it with that. That kind of makes it more inappropriate, I feel like. So here's the thing, right? You really shouldn't be having relations with your boss.
Well, they don't know that.
Exactly. I was going to say, but is that a rule set for them? I mean, I guess Kier probably tells him not to do it, but like...
Well, you're not supposed to have a relationship at all down here.
Yeah, period.
You know, Bert and Irving were not supposed to have a relationship.
No. Well, that's why they didn't have a romantic relationship.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't think you believe them. So off she heads, and then off Mark goes. And when he's leaving, it looks like they're putting some new Lumen stuff around. Maybe.
That's for the gala. It says, welcome, friends of Lumen.
The gala.
Yeah. Yeah.
I thought I didn't know the gala would be at the business. I thought it was going to be at the family like retreat. Didn't they not say that? Or the family, the Egan family?
I thought it was the Egan family gala. Yeah,
I see what you mean. In my head.
They're rolling out the blue carpet.
Cooler than the red carpet.
They actually were.
You're right. I remember that.
Yeah. So, yeah. But yeah, I will tell you that before Mark goes up the elevator, he looks around in kind of a nostalgic way. Like, I may not see this place again and I'm going to miss it. Except that he's not. But, never mind. He will be out there.
So this is really a fight for their indies lives right now. At least for Mark's.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right.
I guess we could do is try to financially destroy Mark. We can't afford to quit his job.
I mean, get a new job.
He can. It's
not the only job in the world.
Wow. First of all, you don't know what the job market's looking like here. Number
one. That's true. I don't.
Number two, it'll at least make it harder for him to find a job.
He'll lose his apartment because it's Lumen housing.
Exactly. And yeah. So like, you think he can take on that cost of an apartment? All I'm saying is if Mark is in worse financial condition, I think it only serves to help in his existence. Maybe he'll put more hours in at work. Ooh.
I don't know.
I don't think that'll be happening.
This is the overtime contingency. But by the way, did you see there were other protocols that Dylan could have activated?
I did not even stop to like look at that. I mean, there's other protocols, but what?
Yeah, I don't remember all of them. I know there was Beehive. That's the only one I remembered. But there were a few.
You think you could turn them into like sleeper agents to like?
Well, that's what I'm wondering.
Take out the KGB-esque operatives.
The KGB. I don't know.
Well, we'll see how Dylan gets escorted to Kier's to have some waffles and a nice dance. Harmony drives home devastated. And
yeah, she's dangerously driving home. She's very mad.
I mean, she's an emotional wreck. She's not herself. She's raging at home.
Well, I mean, this is such a big part of her. She's got Keir Egan plush toys on her bed.
She's like, memorabilia.
What's she gonna do without Lumen? This is earth shattering to her.
And
this isn't just getting fired from a job, like Mark says later. Work is just work. But it's not for her.
So during her hair down, we see the Charlotte Cobell, date of birth March 17th, 44. Presumably 1944?
I would assume so, yeah.
I don't know who that's what. Is she born in 44? I don't think she's that old. She's having to be like 80.
Yeah, I don't think she's that old at all. Maybe it's an older sister? Because I don't think it's a...
Her mother, maybe?
I don't think it's a mother. Maybe it could be a mother. It could be a mother,
80. I could believe she's in her 50s. Mom had.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, so maybe it's her mother. We'll go with the mother.
Okay. Well, she has the same...
It's my headcanon now.
I'll take it. I'm sure. I think we'll find out. They showed it purposefully.
They've shown it twice now.
Wait, they showed it twice. When did they show it?
They showed it when she did her prayer at the shrine there.
Oh, okay.
In the Keir, chosen one Keir in that episode.
Maybe she's got immortality.
Oh my goodness. Never thought about that. Probably for good reason.
Yeah, and I don't want to start thinking about that. And Mark invites Harmony to come over to Devin and Rickon's party, get together for the read along. At first she says no, but you know what? She will come. She's in. We see Irving get home.
She's driving separately.
Just in case she doesn't feel good. Yep. Which they say that as a point, I think, that she will be driving at some point then. Or maybe Mark will drive separate to her. There's a big reason why they're not driving together as well.
She's got to get to the gala to let them know that they're in overtime.
Irving gets home, greets his dog Radar, and has some coffee. Mark arrives to the party. He forgot his book. So sorry, Rickon. And he'd like to talk to Devin later about a possible big change in his life. Harmony arrives too and talks with Mark solo that, hey, don't sweat it, Harmony. Work is just work. And Mark himself, he's debating quitting his job. He might not need to be severed anymore. That might not be a thing for him. And she supports this. Just screw that company.
That's right.
Irving.
Get out of there.
Meanwhile, is painting another hallway, the elevator hallway, rocking it to some music. Dylan.
The Ace of Spades. By the way, before you talk about Dylan, so Dylan has these choices. Okay. Mm-hmm. He's got Beehive, Branch Transfer, Clean Slate.
Oh, and not Tabula Rasa.
Yes. Elephant. Freeze Frame.
They remember everything.
Glasgow. Lullaby. And there's another one, but I'll have, you know, I have to wait for me to advance a bit to find that one. But so go ahead.
And he gets in the office. We see his trophy thing. And he jumps through all the hoops, stretches himself, and does the overtime contingency. We see a few flashes of the characters, including L.E.R.
Yes. And Open House is the other one.
Open House. I wonder if Elephant gives them all their memories.
Oh. Oh. I don't know. I don't know what most of those mean. I think...
Beehive, they all think as one. Like one
could be.
Conscious
being. Hive mind, yeah. That could be.
And they try to feed the queen. Know.
There you go.
Well then, Mr. Sal, you want to check the time?
Yes, I'd love to.
And would you look at that? It's TV time.
TV time.
Ain't no time like a TV time. I think the people of TV time gave this a 5.
I think they gave it a 6, probably.
I don't think it's as good as last week's.
90% 5. That is even higher than last week's, which was 89%.
Also, I mean, it's a little 1%.
It's a tick higher on IMDb too.
It is. All right. Reflects that. Character rating. You said Mark. The people said Mark.
I think the people said Mark as well. And I think you said Milchick.
I said Mark.
I said Harmony. I said Harmony for this one.
All right. I mean, that's fair. She gets the biggest shakeup in this episode.
Well, not only does she get the biggest shakeup, like, I'm legitimately confused about what she's thinking. Because when she's watching Mark and Miss Casey in their wellness session, like, she's on the brink of tears. Like, it's emotional for her. You know, when she finds out that Mark is quitting at the end, she, like, hugs him, and she's so proud of him and happy for him. Like, I don't know what her motivation is.
That's true. Like, is she going to she says to quit, but once she figures out it's any Mark there, is she going to support his behavior? Is she going to report his behavior? I lean more towards a report, but
I think she sees an opening to get back in with Lumen. So, yeah, I agree. But she, to me, was the most interesting character in this episode.
That's fair. No, I did not go with Milchick. I like Milchick as a character, but I basically named all three scenes he's in. Besides,
yeah, that's true.
The egg bar.
Yeah. Okay. So you went with Mark for pretty. I mean, that's pretty obvious. I think Mark is a very reasonable choice always. The people, however, did not go with Mark.
So see, is this minor spoiler? Did it say Hallie?
No.
Irving?
No.
Dylan? Like, I'm just
Dylan. 79% Dylan.
Wow, the sacrifice.
I guess the sacrifice, the crystal sculpture. That's what did it.
Who knows what's going to go down there in that wing?
No, I don't know.
I think physicality between him and Milchick is bound to happen.
You think? I was thinking about this. I was like, Milchick can't possibly just always be here, right?
Well, but
he's got to go home.
Well, yeah. Okay. Well, we've never. Oh, does he?
Maybe not.
First of all, does he have to go home? But number two, because we haven't seen him really wandering. We've seen him wandering around. Not in the severed wing.
That's true.
But he's almost always at work. We don't ever see him in his personal life. Even Grainer, which we've seen out of the office before. But number two, I'm sure like either he'd escort Dylan back from the perpetuity wing or like someone's going to tell him that he's not there anymore. Like I think he will go looking for Dylan. Even like,
yeah, you're probably
just
right.
Late to find him. That just seems like that's his duty. No.
You're probably right, but doesn't he have to go to the gala?
Who said Milchick's invited to the gala?
I did.
No.
He's the only manager left on this floor. He's got to be invited, right?
Natalie could take care of it. Who knows?
Okay.
Who knows? Maybe he'll be at the gala, but yeah, I think Milchick and Dylan will have a physical falling out here.
Okay. I think as far as predictions go, I do think that Harmony is going to see an opening and try to take it.
I agree. I think she's going to be antagonistic against Mark.
Yeah, yeah. I'm very excited about Mark seeing Rick and then.
I mean, this is so funny. Yeah.
And then the other, there are two things other than what we've already talked about that I really think we need to see in the finale, and I think we probably will. I think we need some more information about Miss Casey. It doesn't have to be a full explanation, but I don't think they can just ignore Miss Casey in this finale.
I want to either see some more Miss Casey or learn about Miss Casey.
Yeah. Yep. And then I also think there has to be something about the goats in the finale.
Yeah, whatever. I'll let that
go. No, there's gotta be.
I'll let it simmer.
No,
I could give two other rats about the goats.
Well, I suppose that we already know, right? They laid the eggs.
Yeah, Hallie told us so.
That's right. I forgot.
Goat laying eggs. Do they know that goats don't lay eggs? Maybe they don't.
Maybe they don't.
Well,
we got it.
that's the rub. That's everything, listeners.
It is.
Next week, we'll be back with the finale. But in the meantime, well, feel free to check out our back catalog. We have an extensive back catalog. I mean, we mentioned our Murder at the End of the World. We weren't the biggest fans, but check out our coverage on that. We also have quite a few Black Mirror episodes.
Yeah.
So I,
yeah, I mean, that really, if anything lines up with Severance, it's Black Mirror.
It would be Black Mirror. So
yeah,
we have quite a few of those, and check that out. There's dystopian-esque, and you could just watch one. Check out our coverage on it.
I recommend, as far as Severance goes, check out White Christmas.
White Christmas would be a good one. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You could also check out White Lotus, season 1 and 2. Season 3 will come around, and when it does, we'll be on that. Award-winning series. Grand anthology. If you like a good drama, check that out.
Don't forget Dexter New Blood.
Of course. Always got to say Dexter New Blood. Dexter New Blood.
And Bodies, our most popular series.
Yes, Bodies. And I'll throw one more on here. What's something that's related to Severance? Speaking of the mind, Shrinking.
That's also on Apple TV. So if you're watching Severance, you have Apple TV, you watch Shrinking too.
It costs you nothing more.
It's true.
Unless a month passes. So watch it quick and listen to our coverage and enjoy the most of it. But in the meantime, you could also, if you want to contact us, showhopperspodcast@gmail.com. You can tell
Kurt what a ridiculous quote. I've already forgotten it. Enjoy.
See, and you remember the entire quote. That is to me a hallmark. You remember, of course not. Enjoy. There's something. There's a formula to it. Ooh, see, and you can remember that too. Listen, you can't.
Speaking of Shrinking.
Yeah. In my defense, you can't use ooh. You liked ooh. You went, you know, that's a pretty good quote. You gave me credit on ooh. Ooh.
That's not how I remember it.
Check that back. Someone check that back in Shrinking. I'm positive you said that. Someone check that. When you do.
I don't believe you.
When you do, email showhopperspodcast@gmail.com saying you checked that and that Kurt was right. And if you did check it and I'm wrong, don't need to email us. You can also leave some ratings. 5-star reviews are appreciated. Share the podcast. Subscribe. And email us with any suggestions. Thank you so much for listening. I'm very excited for the finale. As are you, Mr. Sal, I imagine.
I am. I really am.
Do you think this finale could be the best episode yet? At least has the potential to be.
Yeah.
All
definitely.
Right, okay. All right. So let's see. Let's see. Yeah. Can they make it?
It's going to take a lot, though. That Defiant Jazz, I really love that episode.
It's a good episode. And I wonder if they knew they were going to get a season 2, right? Because we always talk about this.
I don't know.
And we'll talk about this during the finale. And probably after I watch it, I'll look up the fact whether or not they knew it was renewed at the time of the finale. But,
right.
There's a difference between making a season finale and a series finale. And if you're in that quasi middle ground, we always talk about the leftovers, which we did cover the leftovers in a totality where every season finale, they weren't sure if it was the series finale. So they kind of had to end it with that in mind. So let's see if this also makes us a good series finale or if it's just a season finale. And thank you for listening.
Shoe hammer some show hoppers into your day.
The board has concluded the call.